Principals are worried by the prospect of more frequent visits from the Education Review Office. The office is introducing a new style of review where its staff will visit schools every year rather than at intervals of several years. The president of the Principals Federation, Perry Rush, told our education correspondent John Gerritsen that will only work if the office changes its style.
Aero is visiting Otorohanga College next month, and the principal, Tracy Liddell, admits reviews can be a bit stressful.
I try to downplay it. It's a part of what we do, but it does come with a heightened level of anxiety because everybody wants to be doing their best and wants to be seen to be doing their best. And ultimately, the report becomes public. So we want to do the best that we can, so that means that there's a little stress involved.
She says error reviews can be useful, especially for schools that need improvement, and she can see how more frequent visits could be good.
The current model, they get a snapshot of where you're at that point in time, which isn't necessarily a reflection of the school as a whole. Having a relationship with an error person over time potentially means that they can see the big picture.
But principals are not yet sure if the change is for the best. Perry Rush from the Principals Federation has told his members it won't work unless reviewers are more supportive of the schools they're visiting.
The sort of mindset that Aero has that in the past has meant that reviews can be incredibly corrosive of a school's confidence and principals' well-being. And if reviewers are going to be in schools much more frequently, it's absolutely critical that they have a significantly changed mindset.
He says reviewers focus too much on reading, writing and maths and can be out of touch with the realities of classroom teaching. Perry Rush says some principals can see promise in the new method, but others are worried by the prospect of more frequent visits.
Both perspectives speak to the challenge that the Education Review Office has to substantially address their culture. If they are unable to do that, then this new model will fail because principals will not let reviewers into their schools. You cannot have reviewers working alongside principals in an accountability mindset.
Jonathan Tredray from North Cross Intermediate in Auckland was among principals who advised the review office on its new approach. He says it will be better for everyone.
We have to work through this transition period from the old system that we're so entrenched in into this new system. And I'm sure that relationship where people understand who the Aero's officers are, what they're trying to do, the people that benefit most are the tamariki of our schools, and that's what Aero's about.
Nicholas Pohl from the review office says the new system will ensure reviewers have a better understanding of the schools they're working with.
What we're looking to do is establish a much longer term engagement with schools as opposed to the one-off event that has been the focus of reviews in the past, and work alongside the school in partnership to focus on those things that most need attended to.
The review office has been testing the new system this year and is moving to introduce it more widely. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen, TNA.